enter into an agreement with the government of the day. We were mindful of the situation that the government and the country was in financially. We entered into an agreement which was hard to take for our members, but we stood up to the plate. We put our shoulder to the wheel. The government didn't honour their side of the agreement, which we are still very sore about, which was a review of our pay. Now they're trying to coerce us into another agreement without finishing that agreement, and the people that are going to be punished most by the imposition of this legislation tonight are our junior colleagues who are earning below the living wage, and they are going to suffer the most. And ironically, many of those members were not actually serving Gardaí at the time of the ballot, so they didn't even have a ballot to vote yes or no to Lansdowne, but those are the people that this government is going to punish the most.
And it's a tough job being a guard when you consider the pay that some people get for that.
Well, yes, the pay levels have slipped back so far, and like all public servants and all private service, private enterprise workers, everyone took pay cuts, but we think that we have been disproportionately hit with the targeting of many aspects of our earnings. And you know, we're told the economy is starting to recover, yet there's no sign of us getting anything at all of any substance back in our pay. And as I say, when we signed up to the agreement, which involved a reduction of income, the only thing in it for us was a review where we thought we would get treated fairly and would get to express ourselves and voice our concerns, and yet that has been denied of us. And now, because we think we're being reasonable, I mean, we honoured the agreement. We kept the contract, and now the party that broke the contract are imposing penalties on the party who honoured the contract, which seems very bizarre and very unfair to us and to the members we represent.
Finally, where to next if there isn't movement from the government side?
Well, at the moment, as I say, we will be directed by our members and will take whatever action that they feel is necessary and that they want to undertake. Nothing is ruled in and nothing is ruled out.